Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. And this is a clip from the film Denial about the libel trial of writer and educator Deborah Lipstadt, who included historian David Irving in a book she wrote on Holocaust deniers.
I am a baby Aryan, not Jewish or sectarian. I have no plans to marry an ape or Rastafarian. Racist, Mr. Irving? Anti-Semitic, Mr. Irving?
I do not think so.
Teaching your little child this kind of poison?
Do you think a 9-month-old can understand words spoken in English or any other language?
This poor little child has been taught a racist ditty by her racist and perverted father.
Have you ever read Edward Lear? Hilaire Belloc?
They haven't brought a libel action, Mr. Irving. You have.
The movie is based on actual court transcripts, and it deals with the nature of reality at a time when technology and social media make it possible for people to create their own version of reality. Film critic Dave Lurson talked with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about the film and says its strong screenwriting makes denial accessible and even enjoyable to a broad audience.
Well, I think that a film of this kind needs to be based on demonstrable fact as much as possible. It'd be very ironic if the screenwriter of Denial would falsify in any significant way what happened, when the whole point of the court case had to do with the deliberate falsification of history. Of course, you know, even if you're making a fact-based feature film that's not a documentary, there has to be some artistic license involved, you know, trimming certain events, combining secondary characters, and so on. But you know, you have to never lose sight of the truth of the matter. And that is really the whole point, I think, of Denial, is that we are living in a time, more and more so than in the past, many would say, where people are constructing their own version of reality to the detriment of reality. You can believe that things have happened that couldn't possibly have happened, that conspiracies exist which couldn't possibly exist or cannot be proven anyway. You can deny the existence or the reality of things that are demonstrably true, but no, you refuse to believe it. And you can come up with a batch of factoids from the internet or from whatever other source that bolster your opinion. So there is something very important to understand here, that yes, there are in history differing opinions about things. I mean, some people think that history is much easier to write than it really is. It's not, but you have to weigh facts carefully. The facts sometimes speak a little differently to different people, but still, a historian has the obligation to do their best in trying to figure out what really happened, who was behind it, what were the consequences. And some people are being careless about this, and some people are deliberately falsifying the record of the past for political reasons.
Do you think that the setting of the trial being in England, where you essentially have to prove your innocence rather than innocent until proven guilty, do you think that helped audiences learn this material in a better way, that it kept the essentials and it didn't necessarily need to dumb it down to any audience?
Well, I think it's an interesting thing that the dynamics of the legal strategy that Deborah Lipstadt's team of attorneys took. Basically, they had to show that Irving was wrong in this. You know, so you had the opportunity to put Irving's status as a historian, his veracity, his truthfulness, his opinions about history on trial. And I guess the movie makes some careful distinctions. I mean, if Irving had simply been mistaken, if he inadvertently mistranslated some documents, for example, and it's not, you know, he misread a word that could have, you know, different meanings in German, that may be one thing. But if he had embarked at some point in his career on a campaign of denying the Holocaust for a political agenda that he did not make clear explicitly in his writings, That's a whole nother matter. And that is, I think, the heart of the case.
Do you think the cast was also effective in playing these characters? We have Rachel Weisz as Deborah Lipstadt. Timothy Spall plays David Irving, which, you know, is on any given day perspective, just kind of a deplorable character. But he played it with such earnest commitment. And, you know, you could tell, like, this is just his way of thinking. And then, of course, we have Tom Wilkinson as Richard Rampton, the main lead on the case in the courtroom. What did you think of all their performances?
Well, I think it was wonderful casting. Wilkinson is a great character actor, and he burrowed deeply into the role of what I assume to be a very learned and rather stately British barrister. Irving, I've never actually seen, to my recollection, footage of him, but I've seen photographs of him, and he has this sort of scowling demeanor, which Timothy Spall maintains throughout the entire film. And Rachel Weisz was an interesting choice. They had to, in some way, de-glamorize her a bit to play this part. And people have criticized, you know, she didn't quite get the Brooklyn accent consistently correct, and I guess that's true. I enjoyed her performance, though. I think that she looked totally committed to being, you know, to playing the role of a really engaged educator with a very strong opinion, based on fact, I would add, on a critical component of the history of the recent past.
And in addition to the human characters, we now consider the late 90s and early 2000s right, somewhat historical pictures, which is still kind of funny to me. But those subtle elements, I thought, were well incorporated. How did you see the setting of the films played out?
Well, it was very good. I mean, you didn't see, I don't know if there were any mobile phones visible. I can't remember right now. Fewer computers. There were some, I believe, in some scenes in offices, but people weren't walking around glued to devices. One thing that struck me very interesting was that in today's internet world, someone like David Irving would have a much more difficult time maintaining the double identity, the double life that he did, because David Irving was for a long time I'll say respected or credible or potentially plausible author of history. And the publishers who published him and most people who read him had no idea that you know, by day he was a historian, by night he was speaking to neo-Nazi groups and promoting their agenda. Nowadays, I think he would be caught out very quickly on that. He would have to, like, you know, speak to the Nazi groups under an assumed name. But even then, it would get out because somebody with their cell phone would capture video of him and somebody would connect the face with the famous author David Irving. So that was a major change that I think has occurred since that time, which I found particularly fascinating.
Yeah, and it's such a contrast to some of the rhetoric that's happening today. Especially with the political campaign, you just see people accusing people of lying and just many, many claims. But here we have a case where you need to prove that it wasn't libel or slander.
Right. Well, I mean, if some of the things being bantered about in the American political presidential campaign this year were subjected to the scrutiny of the British court system, as in this movie, I think there would be some very adverse verdicts against some of the people pronouncing these opinions and these often very wild statements. So again, I think that even if you have no direct interest in the Holocaust, even if you are not part of any group that was similarly victimized by genocide or ethnic cleansing or other forms of mass persecution, even if you feel completely removed from this movie has a very important point to make about our role as citizens in a democracy, that we need to spend a little bit of time thinking through the information and the opinions that we receive. Just because somebody says something on a website or even a book published by a major publisher doesn't necessarily make it so. We have to be prepared to look for the truth. And it's a hard job. It could be a full-time job. And I realize that. But I think that we need to be skeptical over falling into assumptions that do not hold up.
And the Holocaust itself is still a heavy and weighted topic, but I think that director Mick Jackson and then screenwriter David Harry, you know, they had a good balance of reminding the audience the seriousness of the trial and what it pertains to, but I thought it was also pretty well balanced with humor.
Yes, there was. I mean, it I think is a likable movie. I mean, it does not come across as being a dark, depressing epic, which, I mean, you know, the Holocaust is a dark, depressing event. And there have been movies that have, you know, taken that as the whole texture of what they are. This movie did a good job of not being like that. Which, why is that important? Well, I think it is important to draw different audiences to movies about these topics. I mean, if you need darkness, I mean, there are documentaries composed of archival footage that are very well done, and you can look at that and get a pretty good idea of what had happened. This story puts some different kinds of human faces on the aftermath of the Holocaust, the fact that there are people who continue to deny facts that would appear to be so obvious and so demonstrable, is alarming. And the movie did a good job of I think, personalizing it. And yes, a few light touches, some humor as Deborah Lipstadt encounters the strange world of England for her. I think it did help lighten the tone.
Do you think this film will get any Oscar nods?
Possibly. In my opinion, this has been a very slow build-up toward Oscar nominations this fall. There have not been very many outstanding movies of any kind. So I'm interested to see what happens during the next 2 months. There are a spate of interesting-looking films that seem to have Oscar potential that will be released soon. I would certainly hope that Denial receives a nod in a few different categories: screenplay, best actress, maybe even actor and supporting actor, but we'll see.
Well, if that time comes, I'm sure we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Thank you.
Dave Larson is arts and entertainment editor of the Shepherd Express newspaper and our regular film contributor. He spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski about the new film Denial, which is out now.